Look at the verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing. Apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. I want to talk about tonight, love revealed in the Word. Love revealed in the Word. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. I ask now that you'd forgive me of my sins, cleanse me of all unrighteousness, create in me, Lord, a clean heart, a renew a right spirit in me. Anoint me, Lord, to preach your word now. Touch the hearts and minds of your people. Thank you tonight for those who have come out tonight to celebrate you, God. We're here to celebrate, Lord, in this season, Jesus. Would you forgive us of our sins? Bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Last week I told you that God revealed his love to us by showing us, amen, that even with injustice, God can bring justice. God has, saints, revealed his love to you and I in many ways. As I said earlier, you and I can be in such a hurry, amen, to communicate, or we can be in such a hurry in our lives where we forget what the real reason is for this season. As a matter of fact, secular society has pretty much phased Jesus out. For instance, I was on the phone today paying a bill, and the lady said, Happy holidays. I said, Merry Christmas to you. Amen. They're not allowed at AT&T to say Merry Christmas, but they must say Happy Holidays. It's amazing that God, in spite of people denying him and denouncing him, has somewhere he still revealed his love. And the way that he chose to reveal his love is through the Word of God. I want to tell you something about the Word of God tonight that maybe you don't know. The Word of God, the Bible says, according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the Word of God is living. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces to the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and is able to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. What I'm trying to say to you tonight is that the Word of God is one of the most powerful things that you will ever encounter in your life. It's the Word of God that convinces you, that convicts you. It's the Word of God that cuts you, that pierces you. It's the Word of God that changes your life for the better. I want to say something to somebody here today. God is trying to reveal his love to you, but the only way that you can find that or see it is if you go into the Word of God. I want to say this to you. There are a lot of people looking for a lot of things in a lot of places, but I want to say this to you tonight. It can be found in the Word of God. The Word of God, amen, is deep enough for a scholar and shallow enough for a baby. I'm going somewhere. Tonight, I want to say to you that if you have not picked up the word lately, you may miss something. And the word of God is so powerful that it can transform just about anybody if they take time to look at it. I'm going somewhere tonight. God has chosen to reveal his son through the word of God. The Bible says here, and John writes this scripture, and he stresses in the beginning of chapter 1, he stresses the deity of God. He says, it begins with, in the beginning was the word. Are you seeing that? In the beginning, meaning in the beginning, before anything was ever created, God, amen, God chose to reveal his love in the beginning through his word. I'm going somewhere. And so he says, in the beginning was the word. Now, when it says was the word, it meant that there was nothing else but the word. Amen. God gave his son, but his son had already been with him, but he was with him by word. The word that you hold in your hands today, the Bible that is God's word. You can say it's literally Jesus, because this is another type, amen, in the Bible that typifies, it typifies or classifies him as the word. Now, it's real important that you understand that there are a lot of words out here that you can get. There's a lot of scriptures out here. There's a lot of word. There's a lot of books out here, but there's only one word, and that is the inspired word of God, which is the Bible. And I want to say this to you. God has chosen, amen, to reveal himself through the word of God. And he says, in the beginning was the word. But watch this. And the word was with God. Now, I don't know about you, but God is telling us something. That he had something in the beginning. And what was that? The word. And the word was what? With him in eternity. So before Jesus came to earth, he was, in fact, listen to this, the word. I'm saying one more time. Before Jesus came to earth, he was, in fact, the word. And so the first thing I want to give you, amen, as far as love revealed, we must first have a regard for the word. We must regard the word of God. We must make sure that we regard it as important, because the word of God in this season, when you're going through, come on somebody, when you're facing trials, when you're in the storms of life, you need a word from God. Listen, you don't need to listen to a song. You need a word. Can I tell you something? The word is what's going to carry you through while you're going through. Anybody going through something? Amen. And it's good to know that before we got the word, which is Jesus, he was where? He was with God. And what was he doing with God? He was planning out, amen, the plans that he had, not just for you and I, but for this universe. And he says, in the beginning was, before anything was, he was the word. And I thank God that he revealed himself. Watch this. So what I'm trying to say is God will reveal him, reveal Jesus to you through the word. Are you with me? It says, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, but watch this, and the word, are you seeing that? The word was what? Was God. So not only must we regard the word, but we must respect the word. Are you with me? We must what? Respect the word. When the word is being preached, it should do something to you. It should cause you on the inside to start changing because, as I said earlier, that the Word of God is what? Living. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. You see, here's the thing. If you hold it the wrong way, it's going to cut you. Are you with me? If you mishandle it, it's going to cut you. But here's the other thing. When you hear the word, it's supposed to cut you. It's supposed to find the cancer in your life and cut it out. Do I have anybody? And so God chose to reveal his word, reveal his love through his word. In other words, the Bible is what I call a love letter from God. If you want to know what God thinks, go to the Bible. If you want to know how God operates, go to the Word. But what I love about John, what John is trying to tell us, is that Jesus was the Word, and not only was he the Word, but watch this, that the Word was God. Can I tell you something? The Word was God. Before he took on flesh, amen, he was a Word. Do I have anybody? It's amazing that God will send a word to you. Come on, somebody. You ever heard preaching and you heard a word from God, and God, through the word of God, has changed your life. Do I have anybody tonight? Y'all not hearing me tonight? Look what he says. He says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. Verse 2 says, he was in the beginning, watch this, with God. So not only was Jesus the Word, not only was Jesus God, but it seems to me that Jesus, hello somebody, he repeated himself, he says he was with God. Now, here's what I love about Jesus. The fact that he knows everything the Father knows. And listen, here's the thing. He came down to be man, but never ceased to be God. Are you with me? Now, he was not an individual God. He was part of the Trinity. And this is what I love about celebrating the Christmas season, is because I understand who he is. He is the Savior of the world. But before he became the Savior of the world, the Bible says he was with the Father. It's good to know that he had good company. Amen. It's good to know that he was in good company. And I want to say to somebody here this morning, tonight, amen, that maybe tonight you need a word to transform your situation. Can I tell you something? The word can be found in Jesus. The word can be found through the Bible, but the word can be found in Jesus. Now look what it says in verse 3. It says, in all things. I want you to put it right there. All things. Now, so what's the first thing? We got to regard the word. We got to respect the word. But watch what he says next. Watch what he says next. And all things came into what? What? Let me see if I'm reading this right. All things came into being through him. What is that saying to us, saints? It's saying that everything that you can possibly imagine, from this chair to this building to your life, it came into being, it got life through Jesus Christ. I'm saying something to you tonight. The next thing I tell you what we must do, you ready for this? We must recognize the word. Not only must we regard the word, not only must we respect the word, but we must see, here's the thing. I want you to know this. Whatever you are trying to accomplish in your life, if you're not doing it through the word, come on somebody, if you're not living according to the word, and if you're not lining up with the word and walking with Jesus through it, it's not going to work. Because he says everything that came, all things. I don't know what that all things mean, but I know what all things mean in my natural mind. But everything that I could even imagine, it came into being. And what we must learn to do, saints, is recognize, come on somebody, who is the one that created everything. And when you understand in this season that God is trying to reveal his love to you by what was created to give him glory through it. When God blesses you, you give him the glory. When God, amen, when God elevates you, you give him the glory. When God blesses you with a new house, you give him the glory. When he gives you a new job, you give him the glory. Why? Because I recognize that it was nobody but Jesus. Come on, somebody. I recognize that everything in my life that came into being through him. It wasn't my good looks. It wasn't my strength. It wasn't anything that I did in my own power, but it was nobody but Jesus. Because the Bible says, watch what he said. He says, and apart from him, nothing. Absolutely nothing. And you know what I see? I see people trying to build their lives without Jesus, without a word, because they don't recognize the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. And he was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being. Watch this. You're trying to restart. You're trying to rebuild. You're trying to do better. Anybody trying to do better? Am I by myself? If you're trying to do better, can I tell you something? If you're trying to do better, you got to remember this. You will not do better, amen, if you don't have a word. And if you don't recognize who is the one that will sustain you through the storms and the rains of life. Are you with me? The text says, and apart from him, yeah, I'm almost done. Nothing. I wish I had you tonight. I said nothing. Oh, I wish I had you. I said nothing came into being that has come into being. The question I have for you tonight, amen, do you recognize who it is that's creating your life? Do you recognize who it is that is bringing things to pass in your life? Do you recognize who it really is that has brought you from a mighty long way? Do you recognize, amen, it wasn't Santa, amen, it wasn't Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. It was nobody but Jesus. He says nothing that came into being, watch this, apart from him. In other words, he was the agent that oversee everything and that oversees everything that happens in our lives. Man, I wouldn't want to serve nobody else. The fact that he had already written the script in my life, the fact that all I have to do is line up with his word, the fact that all I have to do is ask God, God, what is your will for me? The Bible says, verse 4, in him was life. Well, I don't think you're hearing me tonight. He created me. He created everything. Everything that you see, everything that you have, everything that you've accomplished, he created it for you to enjoy. But the question is, are you enjoying it or are you struggling with it? Because if it was Jesus that's building your life, you will go through this thing, amen, with your hands up, praising him and saying, God, thank you for the storms. Thank you for the inconsistencies. Thank you for where I am right now. Thank you that you made a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord, that even though it looks bad right now, I know that all things were created by you. All things will come to pass because of you. I recognize where my blessing is coming from. I wish I had somebody. You see, oftentimes the Advent season can help us to change our mind. Watch, it's just like, amen, reading slowly, it can help us to improve our communication so we can refocus ourselves on Jesus, and it can help us to recognize him as the one who has blessed us these 12 months. Who's been the one holding you up? Who's been the one, yeah, Lord, bringing it to pass? When you started off in January, you didn't think that stuff was going to happen to you. But it was nobody but Jesus that held it together, because you recognized that it was nobody but him. You know what? That's all he wants. That's all he wants. He wants glory. He wants praise. He wants recognition. He wants a response from you tonight to say, God, thank you for what you've done for me in 12 months. Love revealed through the word. Love revealed, hallelujah, through the word of God. Thank God that I recognize that it was nobody but Jesus. Thank God that I understand that he says that apart from him. May I ask you something? Are you living apart from him? Are you living separated from him? Because I want to say this to somebody here today. The text says apart from him. You've been trying and trying. And everything you've tried has failed. Everything you've tried has worked halfway. It doesn't go all the way. Come on, somebody. Because probably what you're doing is you're starting right, but you're not finishing well. Listen, you got to start with Jesus and you got to end with Jesus. Are you with me? He says, apart from him, nothing. Now, when I think about that phrase, I'm thinking to myself, man, if I don't do it his way, it ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work, because he says, apart from him, nothing. So whatever you see happening in your life, you gotta somehow have a sneaky suspicion that it was Jesus. Come on, somebody, that's working it out. Listen, if you didn't have that storm, you wouldn't be here tonight. And I said that before. If you didn't have that situation, you wouldn't get in the word. If you're not going through that turmoil, but when you're going through, you got to recognize the word. Got to recognize the word. But what I love about this verse here, verse 4, he says, in him was life. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I want to say this. Before Christ, I wasn't living. I was losing. Life as I know it was a failure. But Satan had me convinced that I was winning. Satan somehow had me thinking, just because I had some money in my pocket, just because I had a roof over my head, that I was winning. See, I didn't really start living till I met Jesus. I didn't really know what life really was till I met Jesus. He says, in him, who wish I had somebody, was life. And life, watch this, and the life was the light of men. May I say this to you? Here's the thing. In order for you to get this, in order for you to understand this and appreciate this, you have to remember where you've been. You see, here's the thing. The text says in the next verse, the light shines. Watch this. Listen, you were sitting in darkness. You were sitting up there in darkness, just chilling. Just, you thought you had it going on in darkness. You really thought you were cool with your gold-plated chain, your gold-plated watch. You thought you were fly. And God showed up and started shining light. Now watch this. See, the thing about darkness is, when light comes, darkness leaves. Listen, you ever notice next week when we do our candlelight, we're going to illustrate that at our candlelight service next Tuesday. That we're going to put this place pitch dark and we're going to light the light. And I'm going to show you, I'm going to illustrate to you that this is how you were before. Shut them lights off. You can still see me. See my teeth? Now check this out. This is how we were before. We thought we had it going on. Listen, hey. We were just walking around in dark. Listen, we were bumping into stuff. We thought that this was cool right here. Listen, we thought that this was all well. We thought that this was all well until that one day on Christmas morning when light came and it shined. Now, what happened to the darkness? Where's the darkness now? So what I'm saying is, you quit being so hard on yourself. If you got Jesus, you got the light. My last point, we must receive the word. Not only must we recognize the word, but we must receive the word. And when you receive the word, darkness. Now, it doesn't say that your life would be easy. Because watch what the text says. The text says, and darkness, watch this, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Some of us, we receive Christ, we don't even know what happened to us. We just know, I'm saved. You're saved, but you're not living the abundant life because you don't recognize the light. The light is not you. That's why you got to get out of you. You don't have to shine. Christ shines through you because that's the light that's in you. See, and so what God did, because we couldn't comprehend the light, look what he says. He says he sent a man. There came a man, a witness. Came a man sent from God. You know what God had to do? He had to intervene because while sitting in darkness and walking around in darkness, we thought that we had it going on. But even when the light came, we didn't comprehend it. We hid. And lastly, he says, he sent a man named John. And look what verse 7 says. He came as a witness.